right, everyone has to say this together. See that? This is Fast and Loose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. We'll be right back.
one over, one not, or you just do both?
I mean, you can, but it's, you're not going to hear anything. And then this is you guys. So this is like if you're going to like use these, this is volume for you guys. So if you can't hear me right now, then you should turn it up. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me. All right, great. Because you're also like on the air. And also this song is playing. Can you hear the backing track too?
I hear the backing track.
All right, great. So introduce yourselves. Your mics are hot. Like they're on. So...
Hi, I'm Anya. I'm a freshman at Tufts University. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, hi. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
It's good. No, this is great radio, especially when it's like, oh, are you going to talk? And then neither one of you do.
You got to get
into
the best. Flow.
Yeah.
I like rock and roll a lot. A lot of 70s, a lot of 90s. Yeah, all that good stuff. The last show I went to was at Great Scott Methyl Ethyl on Monday. It was dope.
There it is.
Cool. I do not have as interesting a story, but I'm Andrew Bracken. I'm a junior at Tufts. Me trying to do a show soon. TBD, what it's all about. So we'll see.
Is that that's the name of your show? TBD, what it's all about?
That's a good name.
Oh, jeez.
Maybe you should use
like,
that.
Like, catch it right now. That's lightning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Patrick. I'm a sophomore at Tufts. And this is...
I'm Shruti, also a sophomore.
And we're going to be doing a show called Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And this is like, yeah, these are all your first times like being on the radio or otherwise. You guys have been on shows, right?
Yeah.
Been in the room.
You've just been in the room while somebody else was like, hey, this is radio happening before your eyes?
Right before our eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great. What are your, like, if you could, like, imagine yourself at the end of the semester and you had, like, the perfect show, what would that look like? Like, not screwing up or, you know, there was music on the whole time. This is an all, anyone can answer
this question. Yeah, that's probably, like, just no silence and, like, having music or talking happening the whole time. That's a success story for me.
All right, big. Good. Yeah. Do you guys have anybody that's going to listen to your shows? No?
Good question.
Parents, like people, randos, you know, are you guys going to distribute, like, do the whole flyering thing, you know, right outside the studio? People have done it. People have, like, handed out, like, handbills and stuff like that. Like,
some merch.
Yeah, some merch. Yeah, you
some
can
stickers.
Yeah, like pizza cutters. Okay, I've seen that. That's like a classic. That's a classic merch item. Some visors, frisbees, like the bad, cheap frisbees. You can do those. That's a classic. You can classic do that. You could broadcast games. Andrew's on the soccer team. He doesn't really talk about that, but
yeah. We could definitely try to. We could do some side by side analysis of any game going on.
Actually, you guys could do like a game recap.
Yeah,
you could like you were there, you know, like what happened during this game, you know. And also, are you involved in any other clubs at Tufts?
Not right now.
Not right now. This is it. Mm-hmm. You're looking to go all in on WMFO. Oh, yeah. All right, great. 100%. Hey, and as a freshman, that means you're going to be, you got to run. You could be the general manager in a mere 2 years of this organization.
We'll see what happens.
This is the political like climb in this organization is pretty ridiculous. But I know that like, I think the person got trained like 2 years ago and now they're like running the show. So it's an insane amount of power that you hold as the WMFO general manager. I mean, like imagine. All these broadcasts, like you can get all the way to like halfway to Arlington, you know, with this kind of power. So, aspire high, you know. Are you guys? What are you guys involved in?
Tufts Sunrise.
So and what's that?
If anyone went, I'm sure that you want to talk about.
What's that? Yeah, do a promo for that. Yeah.
Okay, Sunrise Tufts is climate. It's a climate action activist group here on campus, and we partner with like Sunrise Boston and the National Hub. Anyone is welcome. Our meetings are Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and we talk about climate change and how we can act on it. It's really cool. We're both in it.
That's awesome. How are you going to act? Are you going to create like artificial clouds or like try to get that like volcano to explode to like cool the earth again?
Never heard artificial clouds.
Those are like the two big ones. I read that in The Economist this morning. Is like the solution is clouds. That's what they said.
Okay.
I didn't know it was that simple.
Bring up the clowns at the next one. Don't like credit me with that, but just see what the room says about the clowns, and then we'll see what goes from there.
But if it does go well.
But if it does go, like bring it, like circle back to me and be
back.
Like, you know what? Yeah, this actually this
I
idea
forgot
came
to mention
from,
that Nate gave us this recommendation.
There you go.
To fix the problem.
So if you guys want to do that on air, that would be awesome. And especially, too, like doing it on air to create like a podcast or just even announcements and stuff like that, that is something that absolutely can happen like here. So, you know, use the synergy of the multiple clubs at Tufts, you know.
Cool.
All right. We're going to like cut back to music right now because we're like out. Did it like turn to silence in like your ears?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we're not
usually
talking.
You want to make sure that there's like music in the background. So it's bad radio, but... it's all right. That's par for the course for anybody who listens to this show. So, all right, and there should be something playing now.
Traveling north to find you. Train wheels beating, wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. Call out your name. It's so many miles and so long since I've left you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles that it won't be long. Nothing at all in my head to say to you, only the beat of the train I'm on. Nothing I've learned all my life on the way to you. One day our love is over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll say when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. What will I do if there's someone there with you? Maybe someone you've always known. How do I know I can come and give to you love with no warning? Find you alone. It's so many miles and so long since I met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long.
This is a PSA. If you have experienced extreme exhaustion for 6 months or more, coupled with difficulty sleeping and concentrating, body pain and flu-like symptoms, you could have chronic fatigue syndrome. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. This has been a message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
All right, hey, great job, Anya. You guys are all on. If you guys want, to comment on that.
Yeah, I get tired sometimes.
You gotta get closer. You gotta get closer to the mic.
I get tired sometimes, so.
Don't we all?
Yeah. What kind of? What's like the midterm breakdown right now? You guys taking tests? Is that what's happening?
I had tests all last week, but this week, no tests. Pretty
nice. Great. Nice. Same for you?
I've had one test. I had to make it up because I was like deathly ill, but it wasn't a midterm. It was just a quiz. So it's fine.
I feel like the term midterm is thrown around pretty loose, you know? The people are like, this is a midterm. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's happening at some point halfway through your terms, I guess. But even still, you know, I don't know.
They're more like tri-terms.
Tri-terms?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't even sound that cool.
No, it doesn't.
Tri-term seems like something you have to buy for your house that you would like... Yeah, I need to get some more tri-terms at
the Home Depot. Yeah, I need to get tri-terms in.
I'm glad you brought this up. You know, like, fluorescent lights come in different colors? I thought they came in one, fluorescent. But I was recently buying some, and, like, there's like, a yellow to the worst color of white possible. Like, the one that, like, just, that is, like, you know, it, like, makes you want to die. That color is, like, that's the one that they, like... So I went to the Home Depot with a fluorescent light, and I'm like, I need another one of these. And the guy was like, here you go, this is the one. And it said, like, daylight, but what I didn't know, that was, like, that weird white-blue light that's gonna, like... I think it's gonna scramble my brain. Like, and so I put it in there because I need to not be in darkness, but then also, like, I gotta go back there, and I gotta, like, find the one that's, like, the... Yeah.
What's the definition of fluorescent? Like...
This is the one that I'm talking about. It's, like, the long, skinny ones that are, like... Yes, like that. Actually, look at this.
What's above us?
Those are exactly the same ones that I'm trying to work with, and that's the color I want.
What we're looking at is like 4-foot long lights, 2 inches wide, cylinder shaped. Just so everyone knows, trying to make a picture.
That's
here.
Great. That's good. That's good radio right there. Yeah. That's good radio. I would have just been like, oh yeah, that. You know.
You guys don't see this.
You're not seeing this. So. That's the color that you want because that's like light color versus if that was like that blue light that like drives you crazy, that's what I got right now. That's
I feel
what's
like that's
happening.
Not close enough to neutral though. That's like still too yellow. Like I can tell that it's yellow. You know, because like the annoying one is too blue and this is too yellow. There should be like a
can you get like purple?
Nice I think I you can. Yeah, lights. there are purple fluorescent lights. Yeah.
You should get a bunch of different colors.
Yeah. Because that's the big thing, too, is the funny, it's like, fluorescent lights are way better than the environment, they're like, last forever, all that stuff, but like, that color yellow we're all used to, because that's how lights were forever, and that's like, oh, we just need it to have that sort of like, incandescent type, yellowy type look, I don't know. That's radio right there, that's what you do. All right, we're gonna cut back out again and continue training. Thanks for being a part of this, everybody. Thank you. All right, here we are. We are back. And then there was one. And then there was one. Did you have to read that book? Probably.
No, I
Agatha
never did.
Christie? Yeah.
Never had the
Man.
Opportunity.
Murder on the Orient Express. None of those. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, high school education, you know?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, Anya, that's the last one, right? That's
mm-hmm.
you? Okay. So I'm awful with names. So.
It's okay.
Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah. What were your impressions of the radio?
I liked it a real lot. You know, the second I walked in here, I was like, all right, I'm home. It's good to be
Yeah, all this weird like, stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff. It's great. It's not weird to us because this is like the life. But yeah, and it's unique. There's like no other place like this on campus. This is like where else can you see Iron Man reading an Iron Man comic?
Not anywhere else.
So
meta.
Actually, of all the things I could have pointed out, that's probably the most normal. You know, there's a lot of other weird stuff, especially that. Yeah, all this. Yeah, don't. Yeah, look.
Yeah.
If you're ever in the studio, look up because that's where the weird stuff is on the ceiling. But anyway, thanks for being here. Next week, we will have all four of the trainees have equal parts of the show. So look forward to a musical medley. It will be a lot of fun. Thanks for hanging with us, too. A lot of instrumental, a lot of Bonnaboo, a lot of just random stuff. We had the Kinks in there randomly, some Rat-a-Tat, some stuff from earlier. But I think we have some other music people coming in here next. At least Max will be here, so you don't want to leave. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. I got one more song for you, and I will catch you next week with the whole gang. Thanks for being here. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.